is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Well, it was a fun run, guys. Got through Minnesota, got through the A's. This is just too much. It is just too much when a team makes every single play. And you can't and you don't. Jose Altuve's errors have cost him 5 runs, and it's the difference in the series.
We won't look at it this way, but it really is the Twins series. The Astros were making all the plays, and the Twins didn't.
Yep.
A lot of that had to do with hitting, but it's literally been, you've lost 2 games due to a single inning, and Jose Altuve errors. I mean, I played a big part in it.
Both games were decided in 1 inning.
Lance McCullers with the 3-run homer. I mean, Lance pitched brilliantly, but that 3, he couldn't get out of the inning because of a Jose Altuve error. And then, what could have been and should have been getting out of the inning with probably 1 run at most, because you would have had a double play and a man on third. And Jose Altuve cannot make the throw to Carlos Correa. And before you know it, Urquidy's out of the game and Paredes is hitting anybody. Well, they're hitting them all over the park, or he's hitting them in the hand, one or the other.
Yeah.
Although I wasn't sure if the last one did it hit the guy in the hand or the bat handle.
It hit. The last one hit his pinky. The pinky went. You could see the pinky go. It barely hit him. But that, you know what? If you just touch a guy's jersey, that counts too.
Yeah. No. It does.
But Paredes, hit here. First of all, why did he take him out though? I mean, there's one runner on, and he said 73 pitches. What did he do? Well,
remember, his pitch count with Urquidy is 70. With Fromber, it's 120. Urquidy's like 70.
No, it's not. That's just because that's Dusty. I mean, what the
– I don't know what it is.
Why did you have to
He's
come out?
He's done this like 3 times.
He does this all the flipping time. What does it – why Urquidy? Does he take out a guy who's in – who has pitched really – what more could that do to – just because there's a guy on and not his fault, two guys on, not his fault – and you go, why would you take him out there? Now, I know Paredes has been good, but you're bringing in a guy with 2 on and who has a history of being wild. Now, he hasn't been wild in this postseason, but he's got a history of being wild.
Yeah, Urquidy wasn't.
And what's he do? Hits a guy. I mean, come on.
Urquidy wasn't in trouble, though.
No, he was. Well,
I mean, they had hit him. They had hit him, what, his 2 straight hits they strung together?
No, that was the Altuve error.
No, but wasn't it with 2 men on or just 1 man on?
One man on.
It was just Altuve, 1 on when he had the. Okay. I'm watching on a phone yesterday while my wife was getting peppered.
Peppered. I wouldn't put it that way. She was getting...
Okay. Smashed.
Yeah, smashed. Well, loaded. Loaded. That was loaded. Loaded is better.
There you go.
Yeah, you don't want to be... You were sitting there in the peppered corner at Riel like, watching her.
You were just watching the baseball game while your wife's getting smashed. Oh. Phrasing, peppered. Lance.
Peppered feels like a... Peppered feels like
is that
an
how
old
we're starting the show?
You alluded to it.
Peppered feels like a 1940s or 50s term. Like,
she's getting peppered.
Yeah. The boys got peppered over at the speakeasy.
Yeah.
That could be a flapper term. You know,
Speakeasy got pretty good. Was the 20s, but okay.
Yeah, but I was going to say 30s, but yeah, it was really more 20s.
Oh, yeah, right. Anyway, Urquidy, you know what? Let him work out of it. Goodness, he just couldn't. He was on that front step. Anything happens, boy, and he's out there. Dude was awesome. What the? I can't believe. I mean, I just. I know. But listen, Paredes has been great. He's been great, but he wasn't last night. He just wasn't. And it's the perfect storm. It's the perfect. Nobody. You know, Altuve makes an error, good. It opens floodgates. McCullers can't pick him up the day before, and now Paredes can't pick him up the next day. And Rayleigh. What is the infatuation with Rayleigh? Could somebody explain this to me, why it's not Taylor? Taylor has been here all year long. If you want to go to a left-hander, the first left-hander is Taylor. Can somebody explain why a guy who has been mediocre at best his entire career, you're relying so heavily on in the most crucial times of the season? I just don't get it. I just don't get the infatuation. And Stromy's got to be giving him some kind of advice on what to do. I know it's Dusty's call, but damn. I'm not blaming. You got to get hits. Goodness gracious. Listen, I thought the encapsulation, that's a word,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
The encapsulation of the entire game was Carlos Correa grounded out to shortstop. Carlos Correa hits a one hopper to short, and he almost stood in the box, and he just went, because they hit another hard ball that was just gobbled up and threw him out. Carlos barely got out of the box, and he was jogging down to first base.
Well, the one where he hit it right at him, though?
Yeah, but yeah. It was right at him, but he hit it. How many balls did they hit on the nose?
He hit it hard. Kevin Cooper said it best, former media relations director. He's got his own company now. He said, this is exactly what it felt like to cheer for the Astros 97 through 99. And that's true, especially 98, 99, where you couldn't get past the Braves. Not like this is the team you can't get past.
Well, you didn't get past anybody then. You had zero series wins then.
Well, yeah, because you didn't have the wild card. No. I mean, it was just, well, you're right to DS, and you always were against the Braves, match against the Braves.
Well, or the Padres, and you win one game.
Yeah, well, so this series feels like the Padres, where the Padres, you knew they had good pitching, although there is no Kevin Brown. You're hitting everybody hard.
Yeah, no.
You're hitting everybody. You're getting runs. Yarbrough was better than the other guys, though.
Yeah. But they hit him.
They hit him, but they didn't have the first five innings with bases loaded all the time.
They've got more balls on the barrel than the Rays do in this series. There's no question.
Oh, it's not even close.
And the diving catches by Kiermaier and by Renfro. And no, Manny, Altuve shouldn't have run. You don't run on a dude. He's got 30 outfield assists, and he's in short right field. He just pops up and throws him out easily. Easily he throws him out. You don't run on that. You've seen plenty of guys that are able to slide in, catch the ball, pop up, and throw. That dude would have just there's absolutely no chance Altuve could have scored on that. I hope you don't coach third base for your kid.
He's a hitting coach.
He's the hitting coach?
Okay. And a pitching coach, well, I think.
Who, and Manny is?
Yeah, he's not a base coach, though.
Oh, good, because he sucks at it if he is. Because why is Altuve not tagging on? Stop. There's absolutely no chance that a dude that's about 30 feet from the infield is going to let Altuve score 90 feet away with that hose he's got. Anyway, so it's just, it was play after. You can't beat, I texted you guys, you can't, when a team's playing like this, you tip your cap. This is like 97 through 99 in that all, you know what? The Astros always said, you tip your
cap.
You
always got there. You got close, though. Like you... The Astros aren't going out as well. They are kind of going out meekly in a way, but I mean, the hitters. It would get frustrating every time you had a shot. You couldn't get over the hump against the Braves and Padres. Against this team, I mean, you are getting traffic, and they are making some plays.
Well, they're making plays, but you're not coming up with that big hit. You got to,
because you're only scoring when you're hitting home runs.
Well, right. But then hit home runs. You know what? You got to do something.
Brantley tried.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? They're coming up with the big hits. They're scoring enough runs to win games.
I want you to think about this. Today,
but their defense is much. Listen, that defense that they're playing, Wendell at third, Kiermaier in center, Renfro in right, G-Man at first or whomever at first. Diaz is playing well, too.
The pitcher flying off the mound yesterday.
Yeah, wait. If that ball, by the way, that Curtis jumps up.
I swear, I was sitting there like, he's catching this. This isn't a home run. No. He's going to catch it.
Oh, no. Oh, Kiermaier's, yeah.
I'm talking about the home run by Brantley. I'm like, he's just going to go up and snag this.
No.
He'll go up and get this.
No. No, but I mean, Curtis jumps off the mound and makes a play because that's an infield hit.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get that.
Yeah.
And you've got a big inning. I mean, they just make play after play after play after play. You know what? You do. You tip your cap to a team that's playing this well, because they're playing this well.
So, I don't know if you caught it or not, but Pedro Martinez, who's, I really like watching Pedro, after the game on game two, he said, the way that they're making all these plays, and he showed the one where Margot flips over the railing, and he goes, you know, this is like Team of Destiny stuff that's happening right now for them. And at the time, I thought, ooh, that's scary. I don't like hearing that. After yesterday, they're scoring runs because... They have a Jose Altuve error. They get hit on the hand. Now they did hit the ball hard that inning. Then they get two guys hit on the hands. I mean they get a five run in, and then they get a blooper to right field. They had a blooper, a Jose Altuve error on a double play. Two guys hit on the hands, and they ended up turning it into a five-run inning.
How many hits do they have to short right field right by the line?
Oh, it's so many.
Oh, my God.
Bleeders.
How many bloop hits, Texas leaguers, duck snorts do they have? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
There's just no holes for the Astros either. If there's a ground ball, it's going to be vacuumed up.
Somebody put
holes in the infield.
I didn't think this. I didn't. Somebody put. Who is it? You got to start Diaz. You got to DH Altuve.
Yeah, I thought it yesterday during the game. I said you now have to. Diaz has to play. Diaz or Straw has to play second base, and you're going to have to put Jose Altuve at DH.
I think you put.
They're not going to do it today, but they really should.
Diaz has looked good at the plate in this series. I don't know if they should. Listen, Altuve might go to him. Altuve told him take him out of the two hole earlier this year. Altuve might go to him and say, listen, I got the yips. Go ahead, put him out there. I don't know where I'm throwing the ball.
You know the biggest thing about all the Rays plays? They're like all or nothing plays. Like if they don't make them, these are big
huge plays
in games. Like the ball's going to get by a guy and it's going to roll to the wall or something like that.
With nobody behind him.
Yeah, but not only are they not just keeping the ball in front of them, they're making the play.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're making every play. And, you know, that's it. You know what? You gotta tip your cap. And the Astros aren't. There's just the Altuve's killing them with the throws. And the Astros just aren't coming up with the big hits. They're hitting it hard, but right at people. Or those guys are making diving play or whatever they're doing. They deserve to be here. That's a really good team. And now you get Glasnow today. Holy crap.
That was your big chance. Yesterday was your chance to turn the series around because you were going to, if you could win that, and you knew one wasn't going to be enough. You knew it wasn't going to be a shutout. But I did my part. I texted, get some runs and throw straight. And the very next batter, Brantley, hit his home run. I did everything I could do, but I can't text it every at bat. I can't help you and will you to more runs, Astros. Or I can't will you to throw the ball straight, Jose Altuve. This is really nerve-wracking because, John, what you have now is a player in Jose Altuve who we saw uncharacteristic pressure on him, self-made pressure, to show people that he was legit and he didn't cheat and all that stuff, and he was gripping the whole year. Now in the playoffs, he does what he does, hit home runs. He's hitting the ball. He's getting base hits. He's hitting home runs. Mm-hmm. But now mental part is his throwing.
Yeah.
So I've never seen him so mentally affected as 2020 with his throwing and then with his hitting. Mm-hmm. I've never seen Altuve like that.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Well, and four hits with runners in scoring position last night and zero scored seems impossible. Well, yeah, Correa's was a 19 hopper to short. That got him, or took the guy, third baseman cut it off. Then you had somebody who ripped one and you couldn't score. It does seem impossible, but it is. I guess when you get as many infield hits as they got,
I know.
I guess it's possible. I don't know. Listen, you're watching a really good team now, but I'll tell you this: holy crap, the Braves!
Yeah,
Braves holy
ain't messing
crap!
Around.
No,
they're rolling through. That was a team of destiny. I mean, no one could beat them. And the Braves, after they whacked two straight series, they just rolled through both their opponents. And now I kept thinking, man, I don't why are they not the favorites over the Dodgers? I get the Dodgers are supposed to be the favorites, but the Braves right now are playing unbelievably.
Yeah, but so were the Dodgers.
The Dodgers are playing great, too.
I mean.
They had a little closer series, though, in the last time out. I mean, that one, there were some things that turned for them at the back end of the games. I mean, the Braves are just stomping on people. And Dodgers made it close yesterday, but I mean, the Braves, yeah, this is going to be a Braves-Rays series. It could have been Astros-Dodgers, which would have been a dream come true for baseball. And instead, it's going to be Braves-Rays.
And they're doing it without Soroka. And holy crap. I mean, you lose that dude and you know, that's your top guy. Well, Fried has been money, but holy crap. How about Ian Anderson pitched last night? Yeah. He did give up five walks, but Ian Anderson.
Yeah.
Do we know who that is?
Isn't he in some band you love or something?
Jethro Tull. Thank you.
Yeah. I thought Is he not doing well? Is
no, he's not
doing
well.
He's not
doing
well.
He's got something. Yeah.
Does he have the vid?
What? No, he's got. I think he's got cancer. I think. But you go ahead and make fun.
I thought we call it the Rona. We calling it the vid now.
Yeah, it's kind of switched from Rona to vid.
Okay. The Rony. The Rony. Okay, that's what we call it.
You see his tweet. It's the Rays baseball team. They're showing. They're taking a look at the field. There's like 14 people in the field. Oh my gosh!
I swear to God, they can't find a hole. They cannot find a hole. Although they do with nobody on. As soon as there's somebody on, that I mean, they got they bring out you know another eight guys to play defense. Holy crap! Oh my goodness! It is unbelievable.
That is super frustrating.
Yep. 713-780-3776, 715 ESPN 97.5. Let's take a quick one.
Let's talk about a chance for you to update your website. And websites are there for people to get information. Websites, if you're a small to medium-sized business, they're there for you to turn the eyeballs that are on your site getting information into a business lead. And the best way to do that is to impress the website visitor, not only with your services, but also subconsciously with the design of the website, with the information they get, with the flow, with the user interface, making sure that it's mobile ready so that when they're checking on their phone, it's set up, or making sure that if they're on a PC, it's set up properly and consistent. You know, that's the thing about SiteJab is they understand all of the things that you'll be going through because they've been in the business for two decades. So they've gone through the entire process of updating websites, all the different trends, all the different upgrades, and they will get you where you need to be so that your visitors are getting the information they need and you're turning those eyeballs into business leads. They can even help you with e-commerce as well. Simply ask them. Just go to the website, sitejab.com, set up an appointment with them, and you can get a brand new website done in 3 to 6 weeks. That's how quick they work. And it's really closer to 3 weeks if you have more of a standard site that you need done. So make sure that you go to sitejab.com. SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Altuve is a great player, man. He's going to be a Hall of Famer when his career is said and done. This games have been tough, but he's going to bounce back from it like he's done before when he struggles. So, you know, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, they love Altuve, so you know what? They feel for him. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he doesn't go to Dusty and say, play Diaz at second. And let me DH.
I don't want that attitude.
No, hey, listen. He said when he was hurting the team at batting second, he said, "Put me down on the lineup. I'm hurting the team." You know what? That's a team guy. That's all he cares about is wins. And if he can't throw the ball to first or second base, then he's got. You know what? He's got to go.
Somebody asked a question. How do you get rid of these yips? Could this? What if it follows them into next season? It could. A lot of times when guys get this, it never. It's over.
Yeah.
Once it's in him, it's in him. Like Chuck Knobloch was like that. Rich mm-hmm. Ankiel had to change positions. He was a pitcher. Steve Sachs had the issue. I don't know if it ended Steve Sachs. Mackie Sasser had to stop playing baseball. I mean, it's bad. When you get this, it can be terminal. Yeah. It's really bad. So this is a big concern for me. This was 3 times in 14 innings that Jose Altuve did this. 3 times in 14 innings at one point. That he, you know, dating back to when he had his throwing error, going all the way back to the first inning of game two, and then the fifth inning of game three, I was like, oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
This is really, really fifth or sixth, whatever it was. This is really a bad, bad thing, because it can stick with you now. Now it's in his head, and every time he's making that throw, and you know how many times he's in shallow right with that shift. That's the other thing.
Well,
shifts.
You know, they put Correa over there now. And Altuve is playing where Correa was.
Oh, they flipped it. Yeah. Does that make a difference? Except that Correa is more likely to get the
Well, he's more likely to make that longer throw, I guess.
There was a time where there were men on base. I'm just like, I can't. Even if you have a double play attempt, Altuve has to be involved with it unless it's a ground ball to first. That's the only way he's not, or a pitcher, that's the only way he's not involved in it.
Yeah.
Ground ball to third, it's Altuve. Ground ball to Correa, it's Altuve. He's going to have to do ground ball to Altuve, he's got to throw to short. Like, we shouldn't be talking about, can Altuve make a throw that...
No.
That
not a Cole Glover.
The Juggalo Trey can make.
Well, Juggalo Trey can't make that throw.
Yeah, he can.
Cleaning it up. Yeah, Jackie was off. It was, all they had last night was that 1-for-8.
That's it.
1-for-8 with runners in scoring position, and that was an infield hit by Carlos Correa. And then I guess he looked it up. Now he says 4-for-24 in the series. I don't know. Anyway, so they didn't hit with runners in scoring position. They just don't hit with runners in scoring position. Well, they don't hit. They're hitting the ball well. The diving play by Kiermaier, the diving play, the sliding plays by Renfro. I mean, you got to tip your cap. That's all I can say today is tip your cap. They're playing really well, and they deserve to be where they're at.
So here's Wendell making another catch, and it's the famous one-hand catch by Odell Beckham. Yeah. Like, oh, Wendell makes another play.
Man, and you put there's four. There looks like there's more than like 16 or 18 people in the field, and they're all Wendell.
Yeah, it all says Wendell.
It's all Wendell.
I mean, everything his way.
He's
though.
At every position.
I have not seen a ball get past him on the ground.
Just that one diving play where he threw it and missed through it, where he hopped it.
Well, oh,
and Diaz couldn't come up with it.
No,
or
Choi.
Choi couldn't come up with it.
Yeah, that was the only play.
That's the only play that he hasn't made. How about that?
And he made that play. He just didn't make the throw.
Bregman scalded it right at dude's knee, and he one hop at his knee, and he just stayed right down. You want to talk about Wendell is fearless at third base. This is what y'all don't remember. I mean, I was young, young, but Brooks Robinson used to play an unbelievable third base. And this is like watching that. This is like watching.
It's like watching Correa.
Yeah. This is like, well.
Correa gobbles up everything too.
Yeah. Yeah.
With great throws. When does Correa ever have a throwing error? Just probably jinxed him.
The Astros are 4-for-24 with runners in scoring position.
This seems worse than that, honestly.
None of those four hits have produced runs. How about that? None of their with runners in scoring position. Remember Tucker?
And Jackie said that seems impossible.
Well, no, he said four hits last night. But, it was four in the series.
Four total, yeah. I think that's what Jackie meant. Yeah. He said that seems impossible. It does seem impossible.
Right.
Not one time a runner scored. But with Brantley, I remember Brantley, he would have been dead to rights. It was hit hard to left field in game one. Brantley wouldn't have scored there. I don't think he would have scored yesterday.
Yeah. Altuve didn't score. Well, yeah. Tucker hit it
the
so
hard
hit to left field. There's no way they could have scored on that one. Correa's infield hit yesterday. No way they scored on that one. Was there another infield hit? I can't remember. Four hits with runners in scoring position in the entire series, and they haven't scored a run. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Well, and what else is unbelievable is the plays that they've made and the bad luck that the Astros have hit into. I mean, line drives, shots that just – and again, I think Correa standing in the box and just shrugging. He more or less just shrugged when he hit a rope to short, one hopper, bam, and Adames just threw him out with – you know, he was halfway down the line.
I got a feeling what we're about to see is Miami Heat game Miami Heat game 6 or not even Miami Heat game 6. That's not a fair one. One of those games where you know you're about to be eliminated and it ends up being a no doubter against you. You know, we've seen them before.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Glasnow is going to roll today and Greinke will not have his best stuff. And I just think this is a wrap. This is going to be a wrap. And this was really frustrating, but, mm-hmm. You know, it would have been unbelievable if you could have got past the Rays, but I'm just not sure you're not the. I mean, you've actually played like the better team, other than defensively, and your defense.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
You think?
Yeah.
Have you haven't pitched as well?
Been, The Rays have been near perfect.
You haven't pitched as well? The Rays haven't
you
even
pitched,
hit it
you
that
pitched
much.
Just the, but the defense matters.
Okay, their defense was
the
incredible.
Defense matters.
The only bad that you think the Astros have had bad defense or just Jose Altuve?
Well,
I think
that,
the rest of it has been good.
Five of their runs.
The Rays defense has been an all-time elite level. Like, people will talk about this for years.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll give you that. Who's pitched better?
Yeah, I mean, we've got more, but we got more hit balls hit on the barrel.
They've hit the ball better. They've pitched better. The Astros have pitched better. I don't think that's unfair to say the Astros have pitched better. The Astros really, I mean, the Rays have had a three-run homer after that were all runs were unearned. They had a solo homer. They barely could touch Fromber, and then you had one inning that also included two hit batters and a blooper to right field and a botched double play. The Rays haven't hit at all. The Rays haven't hit the Astros hard. They've scored in bunches twice. Three was a bunch and five was a bunch. They added no more runs to the five. They added one run to the three.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I don't think the Astros have been severely outplayed at all.
Oh, I didn't say that, but you said they've outplayed the Rays.
I think they have outplayed the Rays.
I don't think so. Not the way the Rays are playing, no. No, because the defense counts.
The Rays have played great defense, but pitching and hitting. If you go through all three phases, who has been?
Yeah, but their pitching hasn't been bad. And oh, by the way, they
come
up with the outs. They come up with the outs with runners. When they make the big pitches.
I mean, I guess you have to give them credit for that. It can't all just be Astros haven't hit. Sometimes they're making pitches, even though I guess they're making pitches, and they get a rocket launched off of them,
and
somebody turns it into an out.
Right.
I don't know that the pitching's been that great for the Rays. Honestly, the pitching has been not as good as expected for the Rays.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say with Charlie Morton and Blake Snell and the relievers, the Astros have hit them way harder.
Yep.
But the defense has been incredible. And, yeah, when they've needed to get runs, they've capitalized on errors from the Astros. What do you want to do? I mean, any mistake, the Jose Altuve, they jump on a three-run homer from McCullers. And then you're playing, you know, then it's a boat race right from that point forward.
Come on, Chase. You played ball. Dustin Garneau getting a start in the playoffs, the equivalent of Paul Bacco getting a start. What the bleep? You can't. Machete has caught every game. You got to give him a break, bruh. Now, Garneau at the plate watching strike three with runners in scoring position kind of sucks, but 729, we take your calls on the other side. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Need a little insurance, Lance?
How about TGS Insurance? Homeowners insurance can be done very easily, and you can shop for a new homeowner's insurance right now. Now, I want to warn you of something. There's a good chance that you will mistakenly think, like I did at first, that once you are locked up with your homeowner's insurance or car insurance, that you're locked in until the end of the term. That's not true. That may be true with a phone company or an energy company. That is not true when it comes to homeowner's insurance or car insurance. You can actually change today. You can get changed within 45 minutes when you text the word money to 232323. And what TGS Insurance will do, and I know this because they've done this for me, is they will help you go through the process of getting your insurance canceled with your other company, and they will get you covered today with their rates. Now, the first thing you have to do is see if their rates are better, and that's why you text the word money to 232323, and you'll get a firm rate within 15 seconds. But here's the other thing. They will get all of your prorated money back from not only your homeowner's insurance, but also if you need your car insurance. So make sure that you double check and find out if you're paying too much for your homeowner's insurance. The average savings is over $900. Text the word money to 232323.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's get some calls in here. What do you guys think? 713-780-3776. Keith is up first. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. Just got a quick question. What is more frustrating to watch, in your opinion? Is it the Astros' lack of hitting with the runners in scoring position, or the Rockets going over 26, I think?
For 27.
It's pretty much
Man.
I mean, one is concentrated into one game. The other is over three games. But I don't see. I'm not sure there's
zero runs with 24 at-bats with runners in scoring position.
I'm not sure there's a difference between the feelings I've had on those two.
No. No, it's pretty close.
Saying 0 for 27 is unheard of. 4 of 24 is not unheard of.
4 for 24, but zero runs scored.
Yeah, that's unheard of. For this offense, the way it was hitting.
Yeah.
To still be hitting the ball hard like this and have this happen is pretty. You know, to have their two of their top three pitchers struggle in five innings and get out of there without getting touched up is pretty astonishing. With Blake Snell and Charlie Morton. I mean, you got to ruin those guys. That was the Charlie Morton that shows up every third start. And that's what the Astros got to face. And yet, you know, nothing to show for it. And when it happens, you already get the feeling that's going to come back to haunt you.
Yep.
Right now, this whole series has been, that's going to come back to haunt you. Yeah, I started having that early in that series. When Blake Snell got out of, was it the fourth inning he got out of? I started saying, that's going to come back to haunt you. And there's been so many that's going to come back to haunt yous now.
Yep. That's it. Altuve homer. That's all you scored in game one. Correa homer and then Springer double play. And then Altuve homer and Brantley homer. Wow. Zero runs with 24 bats with runners in scoring position. That is. It's getting close to 0 for 27.
Yeah.
David, what's going on?
Hey, guys. It's the old adage, you die with the home run, you live with the home run. And what bothers me about the Astros, just all across the board from 15, 19, and now, is that they don't know how to hit with two strikes. You don't swing for the fences all the damn time. It is ridiculous. Tucker and Bregman saw how the bases were loaded with soft contact, and they didn't get a freaking clue. That's killing them. That's how. You don't. When you have a soft tosser, guess what? You don't swing as hard as you can. You put the bat on the ball and try soft contact. We lost to the Red Sox because they figured out how to actually hit oppo on us and not try to kill the ball. It is maddening how these guys can't be in the moment and be smart about hitting. It is maddening.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to hesitate to teach them how to hit, but, you know, because they, I don't know, they won a World Series. Most of these guys, a lot of these guys, they didn't do it with a trash can. They won it. Oh, yeah, really? Did they have a trash can in Dodger Stadium? No, they didn't. I wish that all the games could be played in Dodger Stadium.
I know, that would be the place.
That would be totally sweet. I don't know. Yeah, you put the bat on the ball. There's pitches outside that you know, Bregman's trying to pull as opposed to going with the pitch. Altuve seems to have gotten it back after, you know, he got a bloop hit in there and it might have sparked him. I thought Yuli might get sparked but Yuli is swinging it a little bit better, but man, having him up with the bases loaded, it was like, really, Yuli again?
His that big looping swing seems more looping now. It doesn't seem as fast, but I don't know. Did you think that was when he got rung up, and he didn't even argue it, but I just think Altuve was mentally defeated is the only reason he didn't argue it. Did you think that was a call? Did you think that was strike three when the home plate umpire rang him up on the check swing and didn't even shoot down to first base hump? You thought that was? I thought he held it and just kind of held it, and I didn't think he broke his wrist. I thought the bat just kind of dragged a little bit as he was like pausing it. I didn't think he broke his wrist. I didn't think that was. I can't believe he didn't ask for a. I can't believe he didn't appeal to first.
Leave him alone. Hey, we all speculate on stuff, okay? All right, we all speculate on stuff. So Manny's the one who should be calling in and giving hitting. He's the hitting coach, right?
For his son and a pitching coach, I think, too.
He's the hitting and pitching coach?
For his kid, yes.
Okay, well, then he should be calling in and giving hitting and pitching instructions, but not base running instructions because he sucks at that. Why is it Greg Bailey's fault, Art? Why is this Greg Bailey's fault? Man, I'll tell you what. I ain't looking forward to going to Tennessee this weekend. Are you?
With this Astro team, no.
No.
Oh, we're talking Texans.
Texans. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I love is that Roger Goodell, our leader, our fearless leader in this country, Roger Goodell said, oh, I'm sorry, Tennessee, what was that? Oh, you guys want to break protocol and get roned up? Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. You're going to play Tuesday and then Sunday. Well, we don't have days off. We need a short turnaround. Too bad. Too bad, so sad. That's what you get. You get that.
I haven't heard anybody.
Nobody said
about
it, but I'm just saying if they are thinking that,
no,
this is what Roger's saying.
You know what
Vrabel
said? I don't care what when we have to play, who we have to play, what we have to play. Let's go.
Okay,
and
Texans
you know
win this.
You know what? I think you got to start putting some respect on their names. I mean, they went to the AFC Championship last year. It's true. Ever since they went to Tannehill, man, this is one of the best teams in football.
Tannehill's a
difference
maker.
It's not even arguable.
I mean, Miami couldn't do anything with them.
They beat the Bills' ass last night.
This is the new J.D. Martinez, Tannehill.
What?
And I think the Dolphins are going to rue the day they let him get away.
Yeah.
Or they may rue it. Or they may rue the day they didn't draft Justin Herbert.
What? How many wins does Justin Herbert have?
Almost a lot. Same as Deshaun Watson. Remember when Deshaun Watson was basically 6-0?
Almost a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Almost a lot, except for that bad defense.
Yeah, go look at their second half scoring, particularly fourth quarter scoring. And your thoughts on Justin Herbert might change just a little bit.
I care about Justin Herbert. I've got my quarterback. He only gets paid $37.5 million
What is that, stat dredging?
It's data dredging.
He's data dredging.
It's not data dredging. I can just look at second half performances of that offense and go, surprisingly, he did throw a touchdown
pass
yesterday.
Oh, that's right. He's got a lead all the time. He doesn't need to.
Not
you know
all
what
the
he
time.
Does, he hands off.
Pretty sure he blew the lead against Tampa. They blew a lead against Tampa.
Well, yeah, the defense.
But did he score any points?
The final score is like 60.
What did you want him to do? He's up 27-20.
Well, if you see a run coming.
Do you want him to play safety,
if you see a run coming, stop the run by scoring. That's how it works. I don't know if you know this. If the other team's coming back, you have to score.
Oh, I don't know if you know this. He was up 27-20.
And then when did he score again? Nothing until the fourth quarter, right? Right? Keep scoring. You don't stop scoring, right?
No, he did. The kicker missed the field goal.
It was 20-3. Well, that was a score, right? And they didn't score another touchdown until the fourth quarter.
Well, yeah, that's
what he did. Keep scoring points. That's how the game works. No, he didn't.
And he drove him down the field to win the game, and the kicker missed it.
That is one drive in the fourth quarter. He didn't score another point until late in the fourth quarter. Keep scoring. That's how it works.
We don't care about – why do you keep obsessing about
– you brought him up. I didn't.
Look, he's in your head.
He brought him up.
Rent or did he buy up there?
I didn't bring him up. You brought him up.
Did Justin Herbert buy up there?
No.
Is it a rent to own?
I don't really care about Justin Herbert. You brought him up.
Man.
No one's talking about Justin Herbert.
How many wins does Tua have?
We're trying to talk about the Astros, and you keep bringing up Justin Herbert.
You brought him up.
God. We're talking about the Titans, Dell.
You brought him up.
We're not even talking about Justin Herbert. We're talking Titan football.
I didn't bring up Justin Herbert. You did.
I don't recall that.
Because you guys take random shots at me because I'm supposed to care that Tua's not playing.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I can play it back.
No, that's not necessary.
Rent-a-center call.
You know how quick I am about when I'm motivated? We'll see who brought up Justin Herbert when we come back.
Justin Herbert owns him.
He loves
him. Listen, Tua, one day Tua will play.
Don't worry about me. Your starting quarterback's getting paid $39 million a year or so.
Yeah.
And you're one.
You know what?
Winning games.
And how
all
many
he does
wins
to make plays?
He's 1-4, right?
He makes plays, though.
That's all he did, make plays.
Without
Bill O'Brien, look at
good.
The difference. Holy crap.
He's 1-0 without Bill O'Brien this year.
Yeah, those two picks yesterday.
Data dredging.
Those two picks on Sunday would illustrate how he's the best quarterback in the league.
Wide receivers ran the wrong route.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Bill O'Brien called a bad play.
Luckily, you'll be able to improve your roster really early in the draft and help him out. Oh, that's right. No, you won't.
That's kind of a low blow.
That's right. No,
that's
you won't.
That's kind of a dirty shot.
So the first time you'll be able to help Deshaun is in the third round. Is that the case?
I wish we could draft Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish you'd have drafted Justin
Herbert. Do you wish you had drafted Justin Herbert?
No. Not at all. Uh-huh. That guy does not play well late, usually.
Is Tua going to be the next Mitchell Tua Biskey?
Well, he'd actually have to play for us to find out, and
I know,
and he's not playing, so we don't know what he'll be.
Well, you can't chase the wildling out of the starting quarterback position.
Well, he's better than anyone. He was better than the guy that Burrow was competing against, and he's better than Tyrod Taylor. So no, he can't.
Ryan
Tua
Fitzpatrick
can't get that job.
Is that older redhead wildling, and Tua is Jon Snow.
He knows nothing.
he knows nothing yet.
He's doing stuff with Ygritte?
I would have done
it. Does he have to marry her?
Ygritte, that's a... That's one of those redheads like, okay, yeah, I'm yes on that. Yeah. And who's she married to? Jon Snow, right?
Married in real life.
The reason you're talking like this, because you know your wife ain't up listening.
No, I think she might be.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't care. I didn't get home until 12-something.
She was
and then I lost my home. My home key fell off my...
Surprisingly, that's... We got to tell this story on the other side.
Yeah.
744 ESPN 97.5. I want to tell the Absolute Marble and Granite story. This is a company that Jeff Aronoff started a while ago now. I mean, it's been years. It's unbelievable how well he's done. He has just, it really is. It's a great success story here in the city of Houston. What he does is he comes and he makes sure that, he said this before. I guess he might have done it when he was, younger and when just starting out. He'd do any job. He can't do that now. He's just got too many big jobs going on. He puts entire bathrooms and vanities in hotel rooms or countertops entire hotels. I mean, that's how big a job this guy gets. And if you're looking for somebody that's got a big job, that can do a big job for you, either your outdoor kitchen or you want to do an entire patio or you want to redo your entire, your kitchen and bathrooms or whatever, dude can get this job done at your business or at your home. And you got to make these adjustments, people, because if you don't, if you think your home is going to keep that value without upgrading, you're wrong. You're definitely wrong. We upgraded, put in a new kitchen outside, and it definitely helped in the resale of the home. So if you're looking for just living better, Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, if only Bill O'Brien was still around. Because the Jets were looking for a trade for Le'Veon Bell and nobody would take. If Bill O'Brien was still here,
he could have given up a future, too.
Yeah. Well, not this year's, but maybe next year's too.
Well, no, obviously a future. Yeah. This year's is Dell's.
Because he's proven.
Dell has all of our
draft picks. Good in 2016, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. There's another disastrous second contract for a running back. Just another in a long line. Larry Johnson fell apart. Chris Johnson, you had who else? Obviously Le'Veon Bell. There was somebody else here recently too that was Todd Gurley. I mean, look, here's the deal. Running back, it's a weird situation with running backs because I don't mind drafting running backs in the first. The analytics crew hates it. I mean, analytics Twitter is ready to fight you if you even say that. The fact is you can get a special player at a discounted rate for five years. You have club control for 5 years. The reality is, you want a running back for 7 years at most anyway. And if you have them for 5 years and you let them walk, they're usually still in their prime. So they're going to get a pretty good contract. There's a decent chance that you're going to get, as long as you play your free agency, right, you're going to get a third round pick back for them. It's at the end of the third, but you'll get a top 100 pick back for or in that neighborhood for your running back because of the compensatory pick. So you draft him in the first, you get a third back for him, you let him walk, and then you avoid that big salary hit. Now, this is one of the reasons why teams are doing deals early for second-round running backs and some first-round running backs. I talked to Kirby Wilson, who's a running backs coach, about this, and he said, I believe in doing a running back's contract early, getting him paid for what he's doing. But if you do it early, you're also out earlier. Like you can do basically what amounts to a 7-year deal from the time they're a rookie. So he said, so you'll have a running back until he's 28, and then you're fine. So he'll be happy because he's making money after his third year, and then you don't have to worry about, you know, all the contract drama. But at the same time, you're not locked into him with a really bad deal. Now, Le'Veon Bell, the Steelers were like, no, we're not going to give it to you. He became a huge pain in the ass for them. He sat out a whole year, and his career was basically over. He sat out a year, went to the Jets. They had a bad offensive line. He may or may not have lost a step. I don't know. He stayed injured, and now Texans fans are like, should we get him? Should we get him? Here's the thing. Le'Veon Bell probably would be as good or maybe a small step better, quicker than David Johnson. But what's the point? Why are you going to add Le'Veon? You might as well try to prove yourself right, Jack, by playing David Johnson. I mean, look, see what we got? We got a guy who can run exactly
96 yards last week, Lance.
We can run. He can run exactly for how much it's blocked up.
Oh, we're not going to give him any credit.
David Johnson is just a guy. He's just
96 yards. How about what if you average 96
yards?
So
you don't need to add. Then you don't need to add Le'Veon Bell.
Times 16, guess what?
You're already one of the highest paid running backs.
1,500 yards, Lance.
How much are the running backs getting paid this year for the Texans? They're one of the higher paid running back groups, right?
Oh, yeah.
Got to be.
Oh, I don't know about
top five. Well, everything's going to be based on your top guy. But I would say, I bet you they're in the top five running back crews. A lot of times when you have an experience, like Derrick Henry, he's got a rookie, Darrington Evans, behind him.
Yeah. I don't
positional know. Payrolls, running backs. Let's see here. Where do the – well, number one.
What?
Who? Number one. Yeah. $16.668 million. The Texans, followed by the Cowboys, followed by the Dolphins.
Oh, I got the 49ers second.
At running back? At running back?
Yeah.
Running back spending?
Running back spending, cap allocation.
What Houston, site are you Texas? Looking at?
That's SpotTrack.
I am too. 2020?
Do you have running back spending cap allocation?
Running back spending. A real-time look at how NFL teams are spending their 2020 cap dollars on running backs.
I got San Francisco second, Dallas third, Giants fourth.
Where do you have the Texans?
First.
Oh, yeah. We got the same.
First and then San Francisco second. Oh, but I got Dallas.
Oh, San Francisco second. Who does San Francisco have?
Oh, they
Tevin Coleman.
McKinnon?
Yeah, that's right.
And Mostert.
Jerick McKinnon. Yeah. Well, Mostert, did they give him a new deal?
They did, didn't they?
He was bitching about it, but I don't think he got a new deal.
Well, I think he got something. I'm not sure, but.
Here. Well, needless to say, the top team is Texans.
Yeah, the Houston Texans. They spend more on running backs than anybody.
So now you want to add Le'Veon Bell to a 1-4 team for what? That's like adding a closer. That's like going to trade deadline.
Mostert makes 3-3. 2-9 for McKinnon, and then Wilson and Hasty.
That's not that much.
Yeah, that's it. 7-4-9.
Huh.
The Texans are way more than that.
I just know this much.
Mine just changed. Holy crap. You saw it? Yeah. It just changed to Dallas, too.
I just know this much. Adding a Le'Veon Bell for the Texans is basically like adding a It's like keeping your closer if you're a bad baseball team and you got a chance to move them for prospects. You move them. What do you need a closer for? You're a 68-win team. You're a 72-win team. The Texans are 1-4.
Yeah.
You don't need another running back, especially one who is a drama factory the last 3 years.
And what do you?
And injury prone. Got that already.
So Ryan Clark said, I wouldn't be surprised if Pittsburgh doesn't bring him back.
Oh, man. They've got Anthony. Anthony McFarland. They got
Snell,
James Conner, and they got Snell. They got three drafted running backs. There's no way they do that.
No,
a team that might add him would be. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's going to want to mess with him.
Miami should add him. Miami's third in the league, and actually
Arizona
in running back spending though.
Arizona could.
They could add him. It's not going to cost them anything.
Look at the teams. Houston suck. Dallas suck. Miami suck. Cincinnati suck. Arizona okay. Falcons suck.
Who are the Dolphins paying?
Howard and Breida? Okay.
Arizona's an okay team. Okay.
You put Miami on suck.
Miami sucks.
Miami just went and beat the brakes off San Francisco in San Francisco.
They just know they suck.
They don't.
Saints are okay.
He's just upset.
Patriot no. Oh, what did I get here? Oh.
Oh, you know what, Bill?
You know what Ricky said? Oh, good Lord, Dell. Justin Herbert is making a Western omelet in your kitchen.
Is Ricky one of your friends?
Yeah.
Then he can't be very smart. He's hanging out with you, so I don't care.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it's true. I've met your friends. They're not very bright.
That's Dick Harmon's son, okay?
I don't know.
He knows. He's smart about these things. Yeah.
Oh, well. What does that mean to me? He's Dick Harmon's son.
That's right. He just knows things that you don't.
About golf. Okay, wedge whatever. Play.
Okay.
Oh no, you didn't say he's Einstein's son. You said he's Dick Harmon's son. I don't know what that means.
You know who will add Le'Veon Bell? Like the Patriots. They just got Damian Harris back off there. He runs for 100 yards. They've got Burkhead. This is what they do. They'll go collect a running back, and after running for 100 yards, Damian Harris will be in two games. He won't even be active, and Le'Veon Bell will have the ball because Bill Belichick can't let a fantasy football owner have any love at running back.
None.
He can't let you rest easily. Like, you know what? Sony Michel just ran for... Doesn't matter. Here comes Damian Harris. Damian Harris just ran for 100. I'm going to add doesn't matter. Here's somebody else.
Mm-hmm. 755 ESPN 97.5. We got Dana Holgerson joining us on the other side. We're going to talk some Cougs football. They've got BYU this week. And BYU, pretty good football team. Although UTSA played him tough. We'll talk about that with him. And we'll talk about him finally getting on the field last week, starting slow. Well, offensively, they were pretty bad defensively.
You'll have to explain what that means later.
On the other side, we'll explain that. But first, let's talk about Men's T Clinic.
Men's T Clinic has 5 locations in the Houston area. There's Spring, there's Cypress. You've got Pasadena, Pearland, and the Heights. Pearland, shout out to Pearland and Pasadena. You guys getting some love. And you know what? The Men's T Clinic, they really are about making your life better. If you go to the website, you'll see all the services. It's not just testosterone. They've got weight loss stuff. They've got gains wave therapy. There's a lot that they want to do for you at one of the locations. It's about making your life better. And testosterone is the number one culprit of robbing you of your vigor. And I'm talking about losing your energy. I'm talking about a potential loss of libido, a loss of drive at the workplace and otherwise. When you have that gray shadow that all of a sudden is the gray clouds are hanging over you and you can't get off the couch, you turn into a couch potato, you can't get motivated. With testosterone levels where they're supposed to be, you have that drive, you have that energy, you have better lean muscle mass and libido and all those things that make your life so much better. And that's where Men's T Clinic can come in to help you. They'll test you. They'll find out if your numbers are low. And if they are, they'll get you back on track. It's that simple. Men'sTClinic.com. Go to the website. Find one of the 5 locations nearest you. Make an appointment. Stop in. Get tested. And get back on track with Men'sTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.